This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem. I want to share with you a brief thought for Parshas Vayikra, the new Sefer, Haba Aleinu L'Toiva. This thought comes from the great Megala Amukais, from Nasanata Shapira. Actually, my wife's family are direct descendants of the Megala Amukais. And if you would like to join us this coming Lag BaOmer, we're going to be in Krakow at the Kever of the Rama. Near him is Megala Amukais. Megala Amukais has numerous perushim in the opening psukim of Parshas Vaschanan. And in Oifen Kuf Pei Daled, the 184th perush of the Megala Amukais, on Vaschanan, he reveals to us the secret of the small aleph of Vayikra. And, you know, according to his commentary, it helps us understand the juxtaposition of the end of Shemois with the beginning of Vayikra. The Megala Amukais cites a medrash brought in the Yalkut that Paroi had 120,000 armies in each corner, 120 in the east, 120 in the west, 120 in the north, 120 in the south. The secret of this, says Megala Amukais, is that Paroi was nourished from the forces of Tuf Pei, 480. This is a concept we spoke about in depth one year, the night of Hoshana Rabbah, that the forces of evil are represented by Lamed Yud, Lamed Yud, Tuf. Lamed Yud, Lamed Yud, Tuf. We don't even like to say her name, but just for the sake of education, Lilis is the, so to speak, female companion of the Samach Mem. She's equal to 480. And Paroi is nourished from her. There's a concept that the number 480 represents the full forces of Tuma. On the other hand, the way we overcome Tuma is with a corresponding force of 480, Bekedusha, Ze Luuma Ze Asa Elohim. Now, if you take the name Elohim, Elohim is five letters. Mathematically, five letters have 120 ways to rearrange them. There's a permutation of 120. In the beginning of Sefer Shemois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his name Elohim appears four times, where we have Vayishma Elohim es na'akasam, Vayizkar Elohim, Vayar Elohim, Vayeda Elohim. God showed us four times Elohim. Each one has a permutation of 120, a total of 480 to counteract the 480 of Paroi. That's why we have the word Hasaneh four times. Hasaneh has a numerical value of 120. 120 times 4 is 480. Now, there is a concept that at the time of the construction of the Egel, the Lamed Yud Tuf brought down all 480 of her forces, and that's what contributed to the making of the Egel. So therefore, in order to counteract the Egel, because we know that the Mishkan was Eidos, that Klal Yisrael gained atonement for the Egel, we also needed to counteract the 480 forces of Lamed Yud Tuf, which were in full force at the time of the Chet HaEgel. Therefore, the Mishkan was constructed of 48 krashim, each keresh being 10 amos tall, gematria of 480. Gematria of 480. So it's actually quite amazing that this number is so significant. By the way, there's a tradition from Ramami Pano that Hoshana Rabbah is the 480th hour of Chodesh Tishrei. The remez is besoif umachal. Soif is 480, umachal, we have atonement. And there are many other examples of the number 480. The Jews were 40 years in the Midbar, and the Beis HaMikdash was built in the 440th year from when we entered Eretz Yisrael, a total of 480. Be it as it may, the Mishkan counteracted the Chet HaEgal. Last night I was at a chasana, and my good friend Rabbi Yehuda Graf shared with me a beautiful explanation for how the Hakamas HaMishkan is able to counteract and rectify the Chet HaEgal. But here we see a mystical dimension to it, that the Mishkan was constructed of 48 krashim times the 10 amos of the height of each keresh. Now we know that when the Klal Yisrael attempted to build the Mishkan, they were not able to put it up until Moshe Rabbeinu came and Moshe was zoicha to put up the Mishkan. The Megala Mukos explains, why was Moshe zoicha to put up the Mishkan? For the Mishkan, you needed 480. Moshe Rabbeinu had the secret of Hadas. Hadas. Hadas is Gematria 480. However, it's missing one. Hadas is 479. Actually, recently we discovered an idea that the Mishkan was a tikkun for the chet of the Eitz Hadas, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it was in a way a virtual Mishkan. It had the Shnei Kruvim, Began Eden Mikedem, which the Targum Yonah Sevein Uziel says that's where the Shechina rested. And then the Shechina was chased out, so to speak. And by the Hakamas HaMishkan, we brought the Shechina back. So it was really restoring the world back to the level that it was on pre the sin of Eitz Hadas. That's why many of the ingredients of the Mishkan had to come from Gan Eden, whether it was the Avnei Shoyam, Avnei Miluim, Shemen Lamar, B'Sam L'Shemen HaMishcha. But Moshe Rabbeinu is missing one, because Hadas is 479. Ah, comes the Aleph Ze'ira of Vayikra, says the Megala Mukais, and it fulfilled the small missing link, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was zoicha through the Aleph Ze'ira of Vayikra to the Luchais Ha'edus. Ha'edus is also 479 minus one, which came from the Oihel Moed, which counteracts the 480. So this is the secret of the small Aleph of Vayikra. If we could progress just a bit more, the Megala Mukai says this is the secret of the Pasuk, Rabbis Banois Asu Chayel. Chayel is 48. The Klal Yisrael were not able to put up the 48 Krashim. Rabbis Banois Asu Chayel, but Viat Alis Al Kulana. Chayel is 48. They try to put up the 48 Krashim equal 480, but Viat Alis Al Kulana. This is Moshe, who was Zoicha to Hadas. Hadas is 480. Alis, the numerical value of Alis, says the Megala Mukais, is somehow connected to 480. He doesn't explain how. Maybe the Ayin Yud Tuf is 480, and the Lamed signifies that Moshe Rabbeinu had that Aliyah. By the way, Megala Mukais continues. This is how the Melechas HaMishkan were the equivalent of Shamayim Va'aretz, because just like the Melechas HaMishkan was the Soid of 480, so too Bria Shamayim Va'aretz is the secret of 480. That's why, says the Megala Mukais, you will find, do you know how many words are recorded in the Torah from Bereishis until Eretz V'Shamayim in Perek Dalet, Pasuk, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Dalet? Yes, you got it. There are 480 words. That's why the Beis HaMikdash was commanded to be built in the 480th year from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Likewise, from the Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo built until the Bayis Sheni, the Bayis Rishon stood 410, and then the 70 years above, well, 70 is also 480 years. By the way, Megal Mukos adds, the Chazal tell us there were in Yerushalayim 480 Batei Knesias and Batei Midrashos, besides the Beis HaMikdash, Gematria, Malei Asi. Malei Asi, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Malei Asi is Gematria 480, and so on and so forth. This is the significance of the 480. And that is why we needed the small Aleph of Vayikra. So just to clarify, this would explain how we know the Hakamas HaMishkan was a tikkun for the Egel, but connecting the end of Shemois with the beginning of Vayikra, not until that Aleph Zeira of Vayikra was Moshe Rabbeinu Zoicha to reach the highest level to establish the Mishkan in its highest sense. We could say that perhaps the Mishkan was able to be built, but the one ingredient that it was lacking was the ingredient that allowed for the bringing of the Karbanos, which Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be mashlim with the small Aleph, and therefore through that small Aleph of Vayikra, that now activates the Mishkan to be able to be used for the Hakravas Karbanos and initiates Sefer Vayikra. Okay, so those are just some really secrets that are above our comprehension, but just to get the words is also very elevating. Hey, Rabbi Isai, please join us tonight for a beautiful shiur at 8:30 on Megillas Esther, a really amazing material. It's wonderful to see everybody, and have a terrific day.
Sure. Thank you.
Good.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.